Hello, everybody, and happy Friday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam McDonald broadcasting live on the Cincinnati Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from sunny Publix Field at Joker Martin Stadium in Lakeland, Florida, which is site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Lakeland Flying Tigers, who are the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Tonight, we have game four of a six-game series for you, and first pitch is coming up at 6:30. Well, last time we chatted, the Mets were on the wrong end of a comeback after they had their big comeback win on Wednesday. They rolled that momentum into the start of Thursday's game, but they couldn't finish it off. They squandered a 6-2 lead in the eighth inning as Wilson Lopez came out of the bullpen, and really there was an implosion. He faced five batters. They all scored. He didn't record an out, and the Mets' lead was gone in about the span of 5-10 minutes, and Lakeland won the game by a score of 7-6 to go up 2-1 in the series. This has been a very competitive series, a very fun series. The Mets narrowly missed coming back in the ninth inning of the opener. They did come back in the eighth inning of Game 2, 1-11 innings. And then the Flying Tigers had the dramatic comeback last night. So we'll see what's in store for us this evening. But we hope it's another very competitive and exciting game. And for the Mets, this might go down as the greatest lineup in St. Lucie Mets history, as they have two major league rehabs in Jeff McNeil and Francisco Alvarez, and two minor league rehabbers in Drew Gilbert and Jared Young. Drew, of course, one of the Mets' top prospects, going to make the major leagues at some point, sooner than later, we're sure. And Jared Young, he's on rehab assignment for AAA Syracuse. He has major league pedigree as well. And then the rest of the lineup features Jesus Baez. He was an all-star last year. Jeremy Rodriguez is an excellent young player, a top 20 prospect in the Mets system. A.J. Ewing has been on fire. So this is a big-time lineup for the St. Lucie Mets. You don't see these type of things that often. So we are in for a show tonight. Mets enter today's game with a 2-4 record, so close to 3-3. Lakeland is 3-3. Taking a look at the standings in the East Division, Palm Beach 4-2 in first place in the East. Daytona, Jupiter, both 3-3, one game back, and the Mets at 2-4, two games back. Over in the West, Tampa and Clearwater tied for first at 4-2. Dunedin and Lakeland 3-3, one game back. Bradenton and Fort Myers each 2-4. Two games back, so it's all tight through the first week plus in the FSL. Other games around the Florida State League today: Palm Beach is at Bradenton at 6:30. Palm Beach up 2-1 in that series. Dunedin at Jupiter at 6:30. 2-1 Dunedin in that series. Daytona's at Clearwater at 6:30. Clearwater leads that series 2-1. And Tampa is at Fort Myers. The late game 7:05. Tampa up 2-1 in that series. So everybody in the Florida State League has a win at the halfway point of this week's six-game series. Going to take a short break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we'll come back, we'll dive deeper into the starting lineups for these two teams, the pitching matchup, and that should lead us close to first pitch on a beautiful night in Lakeland, Florida.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Pregame show rolls on from Joker Marchant Stadium. Jeff McNeil on rehab assignment with the Mets. He's already out there in the on-deck circle. He's ready to go for the 6:30 first pitch. We're going to be very close to on time. The starting pitching matchup in today's game features Ethan Lanthier for the St. Lucie Mets versus Zach Lee, the right-handed starter for the Flying Tigers. Lanthier pitched on Saturday night at Clover Park. Unfortunately, some shaky defense behind him ate up his pitch count. He only got one out, gave up a hit, four runs, but only one earned, two walks and a strikeout. He was throwing 97. We'll see if the Mets can play a little better defense for him today. Zach Lee coming out of the dugout right now for Lakeland. He was the opening day starter for the Flying Tigers. 24-year-old from Effingham, Illinois, pitched collegiately at Kentucky. He allowed one unearned run in four innings against the Tarpons. We step aside. When we come back, the lineups and first pitch for the Mets and the Flying Tigers on a Friday night. Baez unloads to deep left field, and that's out of here. Bye-bye, baseball. Jesus Baez has given the Mets the lead in the seventh inning.
And the 1-1 from Kennedy. And it's crushed high over into left field. Guerrero's going back, looking up at the wall, and it is gone! Starling Marte with a solo home run to get the Mets on the board. 1-1 pitch, fly ball, deep left field. This one going back at the track, and it is gone! A walk-off grand slam for A.J. Ewing! And the Mets have come all the way back to win it in the bottom of the ninth.
Out fly ball. Is it deep enough? Leonis is going to make the catch. Here comes Cuevas to the plate. He slides in. Safe, and the Mets win the game. Colin Houck walks it off with the sac fly. And the St. Lucie Mets start off the 2024 season with a walk-off win.
It was off, 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. To throw down to second is in time. What a great throw by Vincent Perozzo. A strike him out, throw him out for St. Lucie, and the inning is over.
Balls it deep to center. Faltine running back. He's running back. This is over his head. He can't get it. The Mets are going to win this game. They're going to win it. Mosquera, Barrow, over. It's a walk-off. Jairo Cuevas, they're going to mob him out there near shortstop. The game-winning two-run double. Magic on the 4th of July for the St. Lucie Mets.
And with that, it's just about go time for the Mets and the Flying Tigers. Game four of a six-game series. Flying Tigers lead the series 2-1. Both teams think that they should be 3-0 this week. But it's been very close, and we hope it's another competitive game tonight. The big story for the St. Lucie Mets is this lineup. It's going to be Jeff McNeil and Francisco Alvarez and Drew Gilbert in the first inning. I don't think you'll find a better 1-2-3 in the St. Lucie Mets lineup, at least since the team dropped down from high A to single A, racking my brain earlier today trying to think of, have I seen a similar lineup, something with that much potency in it? Well, there's a few years ago, I think 2019, David Wright and Jay Bruce, 2018, David Wright and Jay Bruce were rehabbing at the same time. That was a pretty good 1-2 punch, but there wasn't a Drew Gilbert or a Jared Young behind those guys, a couple of high-level AAA players that were on minor league rehab. So it's McNeil, Alvarez, Gilbert, Young. First four, Jesus Baez, fifth, Jeremy Rodriguez, sixth, A.J. Ewing, seventh, Jonathan Enriquez, eighth, Vincent Perozzo, ninth. For the Flying Tigers, defensively, Lee and Servin are the battery. Servin runs on minor league rehab for Detroit. On the outfield, in the infield, Carson Rucker at third. Bryce Rayner, first-round draft pick by Detroit last year, 11th overall, makes his first appearance since opening day. He was hit in the head while batting in Tampa on opening day. Hasn't appeared since. Heel is at second base. Christian Santana at first base in the outfield. Nomar Fania in left. Akil Badu on rehab assignment for the minor leagues in center. And Jose De La Cruz in right. Flying Tigers for the fourth straight day wearing their home white uniforms. Mets for the first time since Tuesday in the road grays, as Jeff McNeil has been introduced over the public address system. And we're ready for baseball. Jacob Ashworth, the home plate umpire, signals for the first pitch. And here it comes from Zach Lee. And McNeil grounds a ball, and it's one-handed pick, backhanded by Santana. He runs it to first base, and McNeil is out on one pitch. Bryce McNeil is a first-pitch swinger. Everybody in baseball knows that. He almost got that one by Santana, who's in a very defensive position, crouching down, backhanding with the sun blazing right in his eyes. He managed to blindly pick it. And McNeil, who's rehabbing a right oblique strain, suffered in middle of spring training, is out. So first pitch was at 6:31. It's 80 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark. Thanks for coming along as Francisco Alvarez takes a called strike. The New York Mets primary catcher is in his second rehab game. He caught five innings, went 1-for-3 on Wednesday, sat yesterday, took BP before yesterday's game, and he takes a pitch here. 1-1 is the count from Zach Lee, the opening day starter for Lakeland, who suffered a tough luck loss, no earned runs in four innings against Tampa on opening night, but he was on the receiving end of that L. Pitches inside on Alvarez, 2-1. Alvarez rehabbing a broken hammock bone in his left hand, suffered early in spring training. And Alvarez swings and misses on a fastball at 92. That's his receiving hand, so catching all those fastballs from this hard-throwing St. Lucie group. It's good to see that he came through that okay, and he's going to ask for time. He needs time pine tar spray on the bat. Help the grip. He does that. Equipment timeout. And it's two balls and two strikes. Just underway. No score in the top of the first. One down. Mets had a three-run first inning yesterday. Their first inning with runs this season. Alvarez hits a ground ball up the middle into the pie slice. Heel fields it. Sidearm throw to first. Not a good one, but it's caught by Santana. Alvarez is retired on the 4-3 ground out. So Zach Lee, all geared up to face two major leaguers, retires them both on the ground. McNeil and Alvarez out to first and to second. And that brings up Drew Gilbert, who's been heating up on this minor league rehab assignment. He's been with us since opening night. He will take a pitch for a called strike, and he's going to immediately challenge. We have our first challenge of the evening. Gilbert did not think that this Jacob Ashworth strike call was correct, and we have a microphone issue. But we look at the video board, and that pitch is a ball. A pretty healthy margin. We'll get the reading here in a minute. 1.8 inches off the plate.
That was a challenge call.
So a successful challenge for Drew Gilbert. The Mets will remain with two. And instead of strike one, it's ball one. 1-0 pitch, and that one's fouled back off the top of the net. A ball and a strike. Gilbert yesterday, double to start off the game. And then in the next inning, he hit a home run high into the License to Chill patio, way beyond right field, 392 feet. That's the Mets' second home run of the season, a real no-doubt shot. Called strike on the outside corner. No challenge this time, as the ball was in the zone. 1-2. Lee winds and fires, and Gilbert takes one too far inside. It'd be tough to see right now for the hitters. The pitcher, Lee, is pitching in the sunlight, but shadows have crept over home plate. This is going to last maybe another 5 minutes. 2-2, and Gilbert rolls one foul over the first base bag, just to the right of the bag. He stays alive. Mets offense was scorching hot towards the end of Wednesday and through the first half of yesterday's game, but no runs past the fourth inning yesterday. And with this trio of McNeil, Alvarez, and Gilbert batting in the top of the first, trying to avoid a 1-2-3 inning. Gilbert drives the ball into right field. De La Cruz going back, reaches up, and pulls it down. That ball was absolutely smashed by Gilbert, but De La Cruz playing very deep did not allow it to get over his head. A very loud out number three, and that dynamic trio of McNeil, Alvarez, and Gilbert is retired in order by Zach Lee. Ethan Lanthier takes the ball for the Mets on the mound, and we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Ethan Lanthier is the pitcher for the Mets tonight. His second start, hoping it goes smoother than the first. Last Saturday night, a lot of deep counts early and some shaky defense behind him, a couple of errors, and he didn't make it through the first inning. The Mets, though, returned fire and won the game. Lanthier's first pitch, a swing and a miss on a fastball at 95. Or strike one to Nomar Fania, who is a big part of the comeback yesterday, a single in the eighth inning. Lanthier's second pitch skitters to the backstop past Alvarez. One and one. Alvarez, he can't miss him. He's got those neon green arm sleeves. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball at 94. Arm sleeves remind me of Yoenis Cespedes' days with the Mets. Now his were more canary yellow. 1-2 are on Fania. Lanthier's pitch, breaking ball low, went with the slider. I hear the drum banging early from Southpaw, the Flying Tigers' tiger mascot. 2-2 pitch, and it's a roller towards first. Scoop by Perozzo, flips it off to Lanthier covering for the out. New look Mets defense tonight with McNeil at second and Alvarez catching. That moves Perozzo's going to get a shot at first base. Jeremy Rodriguez at short. Jesus Baez at third. Jared Young in left on AAA rehab assignment, nursing a calf injury in spring. A.J. Ewing in center and Yonatan Henriquez in right. Swing and a miss on a slide piece from Akil Badu, who's on minor league rehab assignment for Lakeland. So all these guys who get banged up in spring training, they stay back and they go right to their club single-A teams in the Florida State League. Rehabbers everywhere. Two major leaguers for the Mets and two minor leaguers in the lineup tonight. Two minor league rehabs for the Flying Tigers tonight. A 1-1 pitch is grounded foul. You still have Eli Ankeny on minor league rehab assignment in the Mets' bullpen. JT Schwartz is with us on minor league rehab on the bench. So, might be a little while before we settle into some normalcy here. These two clubs. 1-2 on Badu. And he rolls one to first base. Perozzo down to one knee. He's going to run it himself. Three and assisted. Two up, two down for Lanthier as he tries to match his counterpart, Zach Lee. Perozzo involved twice now at first base. Brian Servin, rehabbing catcher, comes up. Lanthier delivers a slider for strike one, dropped by Alvarez, but clearly in the strike zone. Lanthier, 21 years old, the Mets' 12th round pick last summer out of Kansas. Hard thrower. Pitched briefly for St. Lucie at the end of last season upon being drafted. As this breaking ball goes low, Mets had a slew of their collegiate draft picks and college pitching free agents come over in that final series in Clearwater last year, and several of them have started this season in St. Lucie, Lanthier among them. Pitch is skipped in the dirt. Ball two. Beautiful night for a ball game. Could be some rain later tonight. Hopefully well past final pitch. Looking in the 10 o'clock hour right now. 2-1 pitch. Slider in for a strike. Now the 11-inning affair two nights ago. That ended at 10:31. Last night's game, 2 hours 39 minutes, ended at 9:10. Breaking ball is hammered into the left center field gap. On the run is Young. He won't get there. He's going to have to chase it all the way to the wall. He will. And Servin's going to cruise into second with a two-out double. Now Servin served that ball right off the middle of the bat to one of the deepest parts of the park, left center. That pitch was a slider, and it was well below the strike zone. He dug it out. It's like a golf swing on Masters Week. For Servin, his second double of the series. Now Bryce Rayner, his first appearance of the week, his first game since opening night, as Lanthier steps off quickly to save the pitch clock. Rayner, high school pick last year by the Tigers, 11th overall, as he takes the ball up high. The famed Harvard-Westlake school out there in Texas. He was hit in the head opening night. Taken out of the game as he socks this ball into center field, and that's going to be played on a bounce by Ewing. In comes Servin to score, and it's 1-0 Flying Tigers. A.J. looked like he was trying to line that one up for a potential dive, but it was too far away. Rayner with the base hit in his return, and Servin crosses home. So two up, two down for Lanthier, but now can't get out of the first inning without surrendering a run. A couple of scorched baseballs there. The previous two hitters. 108 off the bat for Rayner. Carson Rucker is next. First pitch to him, a fastball high. Lanthier in the stretch, the 1-0. Slider, called the ball. Looked like a pretty good pitch, but it must have been off. It was actually high. Rayner looks like he's going to run. He almost tipped over. Not running. Pitches a ball. Snap throw by Alvarez. Won't be in time. Yeah, Rayner, it's too bad for Lanthier. He didn't throw over because he was leaning towards second, and he kind of stumbled. He got up on his toes, lost his balance, had to put a hand down on the dirt to steady himself. 3-0 on Rucker. There goes Rayner. Swing and a miss. Alvarez to throw. One hops, and it's out of the glove of McNeil. Now McNeil trying to apply that tag on the foot before the ball was into his mitt. It's a stolen base for Rayner. Interesting decision to run 3-0. Even if McNeil had secured that one-hop bounce from Alvarez, it did appear Rayner was going to beat it. And there's a fast strike, and it's a 3-2 count. 1-0 Lakeland. Two outs, runner on second base in the bottom of the first. Lanthier looks back to second. The pitch home. Breaking ball is popped up on the infield. Perozzo, McNeil. It's going to be McNeil. Two hands, puts it away for the out. So good job by Lanthier to come back there from the 3-0 count and secure out number three, but not before a two-out double and single have given the Flying Tigers the first inning lead. 1-0 Lakeland heading to the second.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDK Roofing Inc.
Now let's get back to the field.
Jared Young batting for the Mets. He's on rehab assignment. Suffered a calf injury in spring training. Signed in December. It'll be Young, Baez, and Rodriguez. Young added to the roster today, coming over from Port St. Lucie. And he will take a pitch from Zach Lee for a strike. Tip your cap to Zach Lee for retiring McNeil Alvarez and Drew Gilbert in order, although that last smash by Drew Gilbert, he deserved more than a line-out. Strike two call. That's nothing and two. Watching Young in the batting cage today, man, he's got some power. Ain't crushing balls that you don't see single-A guys doing in BP in the stadium. And he takes the skipper in the dirt. Young, 29 years old, from Prince George, Canada. Still resides there today. Spent last year with AAA Memphis in the Cardinals system and then the Doosan Bears in the Korean baseball organization. And Young flies a ball deep into left field. That ball's tracking towards the wall, and it is going to be caught in the middle of the wall by Akil Baddoo. Way out there to deep left center. Just couldn't get it to go the extra mile. It's now Gilbert and Young putting a charge into it, only to see it being caught. Young, his previous major league experience, 16 games across two stints with the Cubs, 2023. Also has played for the Rockies. Pitch is fouled off by Jesus Baez. Back with the highlight-colored cleats. Still trying to get it going as he bloops the ball into shallow right. On comes De La Cruz. He'll play it on a bounce. And Jesus Baez has his second hit of the series. It's a dunk in the right. And for the Mets, it's their first hit of the night. Mets offense has enjoyed hitting in this ballpark, which is a pitcher's ballpark. Mets have 38 hits in the first three games of this series. Probably feel like they should have another win or two. Jeremy Rodriguez at the plate, and he takes a pitch for a ball. The issue for the Mets this week is each day there's been one relief pitcher who has been way off his game, leading to big innings for Lakeland. Mets have had trouble piecing it all together from the staff. Innings 1-9. Maybe tonight's the night. Offense can't control that. 2-0 on Jeremy Rodriguez, who's had a nice week here. Four hits in the series. And he slices this one out of play. Confident young man. Yesterday, a walk into single than the first three innings. 0 for 3 after that. Baez will be checked back over. He dives in safe. Baez, not classified as a speedster. And he can nab a bag every once in a while. 1-0 Lakeland. One on, one out for the Mets in the top of the second inning. Lee's pitch is hit hard right to the shortstop, though. Rayner, he takes it himself and then throws it away to first. And he forces out Baez, but then unleashes a high throw. Unfortunately for him, it did not go out of play, which would have cost him a base. Now Rodriguez hustling. That's a pretty routine double play ball, one that you'd expect Rayner to execute. What do we feel this choice? Six unassisted. Rodriguez on first, Ewing at the plate, two down. AJ, for a guy who's having a great series, kind of funny to see him batting so low in the order because of all the rehabbers in front of him, takes a strike. Ewing this week, 7 for 14. A couple of doubles and 7 driven in. Big week. He has a strong finish this week. He could be looking at a FSL Player of the Week award as he takes the ball outside. He won one of those last year, in August, on his great series against the Palm Beach Cardinals at home. Ball and a strike. Rodriguez, a big secondary lead as Ewing fouls off the pitch. It's 1-2. Ewing, 7 for 14, 5 RBI, on the week, 7 on the season. 9 total bases this week. Takes a called strike 3. Lingers for a moment. No challenge in the inning is over on the strikeouts. No runs for the Mets. They get their first hit. No errors. 1 stranded. Lee looking sharp early on. It's 1-0 Lakeland, mid 2.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at gotowerkhappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Thanks for tuning in on a beautiful Friday night in Lakeland, Florida. It is 1-0 Flying Tigers as we start the bottom of the second inning. Jose De La Cruz at the plate. Ethan Lanthier on the mound. Lanthier, the first pitch, is popped up by De La Cruz into right field. Henriquez backpedaling. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Lanthier. A postscript on the end of the top of the second. Strike 3 to A.J. Ewing was not close. It was a ball. I'm surprised he didn't challenge. That's kind of when you want to use your challenge to avoid a strikeout to end an inning. I'm sure he saw that on the iPad after he got back and probably a little frustrated as Samuel Heel bats. That's already one successful challenge today. Lanthier's 1-0 is hit off the mask of Alvarez. It's going to be okay. Umpire Jacob Ashworth will walk it halfway to the mound, giving Alvarez a moment to shake it off. Looks like Alvarez and McNeil scheduled to be with us through the remainder of the weekend. We'll see what happens after that. Mets return home next week to face Tampa. 1-1 pitch is a ball. And you look at some of the one of the reasons that Alvarez and McNeil are here is the weather in New York State has just been so terrible and cold. As this pitch is inside, I mean, Binghamton seems like they're rained out every game. Well, it's a ball inside, but Alvarez is challenged. Well, we can hear the umpire, but there's no working mic, and let's see if Alvarez was correct. He was. Francisco Alvarez overturns a ball into a strike. It was a very close pitch, maybe a fifth of the ball, if that, not even, is in the strike zone, but it counts. The Mets 2-for-2 in their challenges. Good practice for Alvarez for the eventual future, right? There's a chopping ball, stabbed by Baez from third. The spin and throw is a perfect strike. Jesus Baez, nifty play. Running to his left, stabs the ball, the spinorama. Kind of get nervous when those guys spin around like that. Where's the ball going to fly out of? How about right to the chest of Perozzo? Well, two up, two down for the second straight inning. Let's see if Lanthier can finish it off this time. Gave up a double and a single with two outs in the first to surrender the game's only run. Christian Santana takes ball one. Santana, two-run double in the eighth inning last night to make it a 6-5 game. And one batter later, Ricardo Hurtado hit a two-run homer, a winning home run in the eighth. Hurtado not in the game today. 2-0 on Santana, and he will pop one a mile-high foul off to the left. Baez gives it a look, no play. The fallout from last night's loss, Wilson Lopez, who gave up all those runs, was demoted to the Complex League immediately after the game. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. It's 2-2. It's been a tough couple of years here in St. Lucie, as time is called. Worst record in minor league baseball in 2023, second worst last year, and things are tightening up this season. Lopez didn't perform in his two games, and he was sent back as a pitch goes low. And he'll have to figure it out on the Complex side to get back over to St. Lucie. Three and two on Santana. Lanthier's pitch is popped up to left field. This one is playable. Young moving around underneath, makes the catch, and there's the 1-2-3 inning that Lanthier's looking for. Much better outing today for Lanthier. Defense doing its job. He's through two solid innings. We're heading to the third. It remains 1-0 Flying Tigers.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom-tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Let's say we do. Adam McDonald with you, solo tonight again. Jake Ricker be solo on Sunday. We'll have the band back together, the production crew, myself and Jake, on Tuesday, starting a 12-game home stretch in 13 days. Yonatan Enriquez, a tapper past the mound, charging in his heel, the second baseman, the overhand toss in time to retire Enriquez out on one pitch. And we come to the nine man in the order, Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo this week only played in one game, came off the bench for Alvarez on Wednesday, went 2-for-2. Big part of the Mets' 13-8 win in extra innings. He takes a fastball for a strike. And in general, he's off to a good start at the plate and defensively this year. Good to see him do that, trying to have a bounce back year. There's a ball low. One ball, one strike. McNeil awaits on deck. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2 on Alvarez, or rather Perozzo. And he will use his timeout. Time call, the pitch clock violation on Perozzo. And he's out for strike three. I think he said, well, I used my timeout. And he wants to know why. If he used his timeout, why is he out? And I couldn't make out what was I. The only thing I could make out was I told you from the umpire. Anticlimactic way to end the at bat. So back to McNeil in the top of the order. Mets, as much ballyhooed order, didn't do much first time around. Just one single from Jesus Baez. See if they can have more success this time around. As McNeil, who grounded out in the first pitch of the game, will take a strike. McNeil, longtime St. Lucie Met, back in the mid part of the last decade. Gosh, we're getting old, aren't we? Takes a strike. He was a St. Lucie Met in 2014, 2015, and 2017. 2017 was more of a rehab type experience as he floats the ball into center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit in front of Badu, who was charging towards it. And could not reach it. McNeil, the oblique strain. Good to talk to him before the game. They played in 58 games for St. Lucie in 2014 in the second half, 119 in 2015, and then 30 for St. Lucie in 2017. So got to know Jeff well over the years, plus all the times he comes down for spring training, the squirrel. As the strike is delivered to Alvarez. Alvarez not in St. Lucie that long. 15 games worth in 2021 before he was shipped upwards to Brooklyn. Strike call. Those two nice enough to pose for a photo for me before the game. Posted that on Instagram and X if you'd like to check it out. 0-2 pitch is a ball low. Of course, I hope that both have fond memories of their time in St. Lucie. I know it's not where they want to be right now, but part of the process, they understand. One and two on Alvarez. And he takes a pitch from Lee outside. Two balls and two strikes with two outs and McNeil on first. McNeil in 2015 had 146 hits in the Florida State League. That was the most in the league. He finished runner-up for the batting title. at 312 and 119 games. The 2-2. Alvarez takes it outside. We do not have a challenge. Lee was starting to walk off the mound. I'll tell you in a moment if that was a strike or not. It's a full count. McNeil will be off and running. Pitch is low, skipped in the dirt for ball four. Ball three, by the way, outside. It was a good non-challenge. So two up, two down, but the big leaguers, McNeil and Alvarez, get on base. And they do so for Drew Gilbert, who... swinging the good bat these days. Big game yesterday. A rip line out today. Mets down 1-0 in the top of the third. Lee's pitch stayed away. Ball one. Tried a slider, and it landed outside. The 1-0. Gilbert drives it high in the sky to deep right field. Looking up is De La Cruz. Bye-bye baseball. Another tank for Drew Gilbert. Absolutely demolished. The deep right center into the Mets bullpen, and it gives the Mets a 3-1 lead. How about that trio? McNeil, Alvarez, and Gilbert. They're all going to be right there at home plate. High fives for Alvarez and McNeil from Gilbert, who has homered in consecutive games. And they are no doubt shots. Well, that trio went 0-for-3 in inning number one. Not in inning number three. Quite the opposite. As this ball is fouled away. Well, look, you want to take advantage of these situations if you're the St. Lucie Mets, right? Like, you're not going to have this type of lineup every day. And while they're here, you hope you can get something out of them. Jared Young will fly one into shallow center. We have four players converging, and it's Badu making the catch. And the side is retired. But McNeil walks, hits a single. Alvarez draws a walk, and Drew Gilbert drives him in with a three-run homer. 3-1 Mets, mid-three.
Fall season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
3-1 Mets, thanks to the rehab crew. Won't be around for a long time. but hopefully here for a good time. It'll be Anderson Delgado, Nomar Fania, and Akil Badu. 9-1 and 2 in the order. They didn't have the StatCast numbers for the Drew Gilbert home run, unfortunately. I guess they got lost in space. Come on, Hawkeye. You can be better. Swing and a miss for Badu. But, yeah, Drew Gilbert. Man. Swinging a really great bat right now. He looks about ready, doesn't he? As the ball is popped up by Delgado back out of play off the roof. Fly ball into right center off the bat of the nine-hitter Delgado. And it's snared by Henriquez. That is now 5 in a row retired by Ethan Lamphere. And he's made it through the lineup. First time through. Not a contact. No strikeouts, no walks. Everybody put the ball in play. Double and a single for Servin and Rayner. Everybody else out. Back to the top in Fania, 0-for-1 at the ground out. He takes a called strike. A tapper up the line. This one's going to be picked up by Lanthier, and he throws it, and it hits the runner, Fania. That ball was rolling just to the left of the chalk line, and Lanthier, he had two options there. Try to make a play, which is what he did, or he could have tried to let that one roll foul. No guarantee it would have. He saw his chance and he took it. Unfortunately, from where he picked it up and threw, there was really no clean angle to reach Perozzo, and it hits Fania square in the back. So he's safely aboard with an infield single. And Luis Alvarado is going to head to the mound for a visit. First one of the night for the Mets pitching coach. Well, let's talk about Drew Gilbert here, because it was a big-time trade to bring over Drew Gilbert. This was back in the summer of 2023, where the Mets were having a down year. And they had, Verlander and Scherzer, and they chipped those guys off, brought some guys, minor leaguers in as they tried to, ramp up the farm system, which has been something that this ownership group has said it wants to do since it took over in 2021. So they acquired Gilbert from the Astros along with Ryan Clifford for Justin Verlander. And Gilbert, the previous season, was the Astros' first-round draft pick. He did not report to St. Lucie. He was already above that level upon the trade, as this ball has popped up into left field. On comes Young, calling for it, making the catch to retire Badu. And Fania will stay at first. Gilbert played in 116 games in 2023 in high A for Houston and double A for Houston and the Mets. And last year, 56 games in Syracuse, St. Lucie, and the FCL Mets. A down year, missed a lot of time due to the hamstring injury. Missed time this spring training due to the hamstring injury. But we are now getting the glimpse, as a strike is called, to Brian Servin, of what a healthy Drew Gilbert can look like. The Mets have a lot of high-octane outfielders in their farm system, something that was depleted for a long time in the farm system, as Servin swings and misses. Alvarez, a bad throw to first base, trying to pick off Fania, but Perozzo blocks it. So this could be, hopefully, for Drew Gilbert, his breakout year in the Mets minor league system. Starts with getting healthy, and it looks like he's close, if not already there, when he can hit it. Alvarez, a sharp throw from his knees. McNeil tries to get the tag down, and it falls out of his mitt. And is Jeff okay? Slow to get up. Looked like it might have been a mini collision there, and he'll walk it off. And with stolen base, that was a harder throw for Alvarez than we've seen. And McNeil, hands on knees. I wouldn't call that a true spike. And even Fania is looking at him, making sure he's okay. I think Jeff's going to be all right. Juliana, the trainer, Mangano is taking a look. And she'll stay in the dugout. Jeff's okay. Another stolen base for the Flying Tigers. Servin, who has a double, takes this pitch in the dirt. It's 2-2. Thought that was a better throw by Alvarez. It still didn't reach second base on a line. And it was a tougher pick for McNeil. I'm trying to shake out that right leg. 2-2, and Lanthier's pitch is hammered foul by Servin. Well, you certainly want to keep Alvarez and McNeil healthy in these rehab games, but it's baseball. Things happen. I mean, Alvarez takes a foul ball off the mask. McNeil slid into at second, covering a base, and can't just bubble wrap the guys. They still got to play the game. And both are okay. Pitch home is a slider down and away. It's a full count. Servin. RBI double, or rather a double, first time up in a run. Waits for Lanthier's 3-2, and it's a breaking ball inside for ball four. Close pitch, but it was a ball. And now Rayner. A ball 108 miles an hour off the bat for a single. Last time is up. Mets lead 3-1 in the third. And Luis Rivera is coming out. So this will be a pitching change, as Alvarado has already made the visit. There's Rivera signaling to the bullpen. So Lanthier, short night. 2-2/3. He's given up a run. He's responsible for two more on the bases. New pitcher when we come back. Mets leading 3-1.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Hunter Hodges comes on in relief for Lanthier with two outs and two on in the third. This is Hunter's second appearance in 3 days, pitching an inning in the third, scoreless on Wednesday in the extra inning win. He did not pitch in the extras, though. Throws ball one low here to Rayner. Fania on third, second, and Servin on first. Rayner one for one with the single. Mets leading 3-1. Slider high. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch slider right in there for a strike. Hodges, undrafted out of TCU, 22 years old. This is his third appearance of the season. Thus far, he's logged three shutout innings with five strikeouts. A line drive, and it's stopped by Rodriguez. He's going to get up, though, to first, and it's picked by Perozzo. What a play by Jeremy at short. It was on him fast. The short hop almost ate him up, but he stuck with it and makes a decent enough throw to retire Rayner, and two are stranded. 3-1 Mets heading to the fourth.
Tailgate.
Brisket.
No, real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's Tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
3-1 Mets as we start the fourth. Game moving right along. Not something we've been able to say a lot this season. Jesus Baez picked up the Mets' first hit, a single in the second inning. He takes strike one from Zach Lee. He retired that McNeil, Alvarez, and Gilbert trio in order in the first, but they all got on and scored in the third, second time around. I don't know if there will be a third time around against Lee as Baez takes the ball outside. Mets have three home runs on the season. Two belong to Drew Gilbert. A 1-1 pitch and Baez fouls it off. But this goes for Gilbert, too. That, you know, you have these guys nursing injuries and rehabbing in St. Lucie. It's been a terrible weather week and month up in New York, right? As Baez bloops one into shallow right, the second baseman trailing back and over the shoulder catch made by Heel. Baez is out. Instead of basically, you know, freezing up in New York and trying to get healthy and rehab, you know, these guys down here in Florida where it's warm, they have all the medical people and strength folks in the complex and here in Port St. Lucie. So this is as good a spot as any in the Mets minor league system to make sure you're playing games and playing in good weather, staying healthy, getting healthy. Jeremy Rodriguez takes a ball and then shoots one foul. And I believe Binghamton had three postponements already, two at home, one on the road. Watch some of the Syracuse games. It looks bitterly cold up there. Brooklyn's managing, but can't be good weather coming off the Atlantic right there. As this pitch is low to Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0 for 1 with the fielder's choice ground out. And his defensive play last inning helped stop a rally. And he swings and misses on a changeup here. Two balls, two strikes. Lee's 2-2 pitch, and Rodriguez swings over the top of a slider. Route number two. Third strikeout for Lee. Final line on Mets starter Ethan Lanthier. 2 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run earned, a walk, no strikeouts. 48 pitches, 29 strikes. Now to A.J. Ewing, 0-for-1 with the strikeout looking. Lee's pitch is popped up by Ewing into left center field. Badu and Fania there. It's Badu making the catch. A 1-2-3, top of the fourth, turned in by Zach Lee. Bottom half coming up. Mets 3, Flying Tigers 1. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
New pitcher alert for St. Lucie. It's left-hander Eli Ankeny continues his rehab assignment. It'll be a second game pitched last Friday against Jupiter on opening night. Well, Ankeny was a pretty good St. Lucie Met in 2023, quickly went up to Brooklyn, and then after 21 games there, injured, Tommy John, missed last year, and now on the comeback trail. He'll face Carson Rucker, Jose De La Cruz, and Samuel Heal. That's leading 3-1 in the home fourth. First pitch from Ankeny, the lefty, gets a swing and a miss on a fastball at 92. Ankeny drafted 2022 by New York, last round out of Grand Canyon. St. Lucie in 2023, 6 games, 9 innings, 2 hits, 1 unearned run, 2 walks, and 14 strikeouts. He was gone quickly. 1-1 pitch coming to Rucker. Tap or foul. That was a season the St. Lucie Mets pitching staff really struggled. So when Ankeny came in the game, it was like, okay, we got a guy here that's going to do the job, get outs, and he was not around very long. And we missed him. A swing and a miss, a foul tip, actually, for a strikeout. And that's the first time the Flying Tigers have struck out tonight. Now, Ankeny was kind of all over the map in his first appearance on opening night. Only got one out, no hits, but a run, a couple of walks, 1 strikeout. Sure the adrenaline was flowing. And he throws a beautiful pitch here. It falls out of the zone. 85 miles per hour right under the bat of De La Cruz, who's 0-for-1 at the flyout to right. Ankeny from the stretch. Same pitch. Foul tipped. Slider. They classify that as a slider, and it is almost a true vertical break. De La Cruz uses his timeout, now back in. Ankeny's 0-2. Fastball, struck him out. Foul tipped at 93 miles per hour. De La Cruz down, so the Flying Tigers didn't strike out at all through the first 3 innings. They've been baffled so far by Eli Ankeny. Boy, what a 1-2 punch. Got that slider, bottoms out, and then you come back with the 93-mile-per-hour heater, letter high. Samuel Heal 0-for-1 with the ground out at the plate. First pitch, fastball down and in. All these position player rehabbers, Ankeny's the only pitching rehab. Minor league assignment from Brooklyn. There's the devastating slider. Swung on and missed. That one looked like it had more of a changeup to it, though. I'll have to ask him about these pitches after the game. Now, this one's a changeup, and it misses down. Two balls and a strike to Heal. Final line on Hunter Hodges. One batter faced, one batter out on four pitches. Two strikes. Easy work for him. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So Hodges, the bridge pitcher, to finish out the third. Ankeny in the fourth. We might see the long man next inning. 3-1 Mets. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases empty. Ankeny delivers. And he struck him out on a changeup. Eli Ankeny on rehab assignment. Three batters, three strikeouts. He K's the side. We have played four innings of baseball tonight. In Lakeland, Mets leading 3-1 on the strength of Drew Gilbert's home run.
It's time for some more goodies for Lucky Seats.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stlucymets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
The new pitcher on the mound for Lakeland in the fifth. It's Thomas Bruss, the big right-hander, 6'8", 280, 25 years old from Rochester, Minnesota. And he throws a pitch that's fouled off by Jonathan Henriquez. Played his college ball at Division II Augustana in South Dakota. This is his second appearance of the series. Pitched well his first go-around. Pitches high to Henriquez. So it's Henriquez, Peroso, and then McNeil. So Zach Lee won't see that trio of McNeil, Alvarez, and Gilbert again. 1-1. Henriquez takes it outside. Two balls and a strike. Henriquez 0-for-1 with the ground out to second. Russ pitched in the Wednesday game, 1-13-8 by the Mets. 3-1 pitch. It's high. He was good. Inning in the third perfect with three strikeouts. So four batters, four outs. He only threw 15 pitches. He's fallen behind Henriquez here. Three balls and a strike. From the stretch, delivers, and it's a fly ball into left field. Badu, the center fielder, is going to take charge and make the play. The Mets have not had a base runner since Drew Gilbert's three-run homer gave them the lead back in the third. Now five batters, five outs in the series for Bruss. Vincent Perozzo out on a pitch clock violation. A strike three. Did anybody ever figure out how to write that down? Because you have the regular K for the swinging strike, at the backwards K for the looking. Do an upside down K? I just put backwards and try to remember. Put a little notation in there. Swinging strike on the first pitch. Swinging strike on the second pitch, and it's nothing and two. Bruss coming set with the 0-2 pitch. And Perozzo swings and misses at the cutter and strikes out on three pitches. This one, forward-facing K. Back to the top, and Jeff McNeil. Mick hits a ground out and a single today. A two-out rally starter in the third. Before he steps in, he kind of looks around, surveys the defense. He's that kind of hitter with that kind of control. He can spray it around. Pitch is called a ball. Jeff with the torpedo bat. I don't think anybody else on the Mets has used one. Swing and a miss on the cutter. One and one. The torpedo bat, all the rage a couple weeks ago. Is it still in vogue? Or has that settled down? Now fastball, a good pitch, but inside, two balls into strike. It's that major league eye. Two one. McNeil checks his swing on appeal. Did he go? No. The umpire's down the first baseline. Tough for those umpires to check appeals on left-handed hitters from down first base. 3-1. McNeil will be looking for something to hit here. 3-1 pitch. He doesn't get anything to hit. He takes a walk as it was outside. One for the second time. Ends the string of six in a row retired between Lee and Bruss, and that's the first batter to reach base against Bruss in the series. We'll bring up Francisco Alvarez, who is 0 for 1 at the ground out, a walk, and a run scored. Short lead for McNeil. Pitch coming home. Big cut by Alvarez, but he whiffs for strike one. 94-mile-per-hour heater. 3-1, St. Lucie, one on, one out in the top of the fifth. As Bruss steps off and Alvarez steps out. Quiet crowd tonight. Wonder if they have anything in store for tomorrow. Weekend's usually pretty good here in Lakeland. As Alvarez takes a called strike at the top of the zone. Lingers around for a moment with the word for the umpire. Pitch was out of the strike zone. And Alvey did not challenge. He's won a challenge tonight while catching. Let that one pass. 0-2. And he strikes out on the changeup. And that ends the inning. That changeup, really good that inning from Bruss, both to Alvarez and Perozzo. No runs for the Mets, no hits, no errors. McNeil left on first base. At the halfway point tonight, the Mets lead the Flying Tigers 3-1.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, Frank Ellisall, replaces Eli Ankeny. Eli struck out the side in his second rehab game on 12 pitches, 9 strikes. Very sharp this evening, and now Ellisall figures to be the long man after Lanthier went 2 2/3, Hodges cleaned up the third, and Ankeny pitched the fourth. Frank's brother, Lucas, pitched for Lakeland 2 nights ago. He was the long man towards the end of the game for the Flying Tigers and was pitching really well. His first 3 innings of relief, Lucas did not give up a run, but then the Mets got to him there in the 8th inning for 3 runs, tied the game, and eventually went on to win in 11. So I'm sure Frank and Lucas talked to him both together on the first game of this series, and they were hoping that they'd be in the same game, but that didn't come to fruition. Ellisall's from Miami. Chipola Junior College for Lucas. Nova Southeastern for Frank. And Nova Southeastern, I believe, just won the Division II men's basketball tournament. It's a good sports program down there in Nova, South Florida. And here's Christian Santana to lead off. First pitch from Ellisall. Fastball just missed. This is Frank Ellisall's second appearance of the season. Pitched 2 1/3 innings against Jupiter on April 5th. Saturday night, swing and a miss. No hits, no runs, 3 walks. Want to work on that. 4 strikeouts. He's part of that group that did not allow a hit from one out past the first inning. Mets rallied past the Hammerhead 6-5. 1-1 to Santana. A slider called strike, and it's 1-2. And Santana will use his one and only timeout. Ellisall set and steps off. And Alvarez is going to run out to the mound for a mound visit because the pitch clock was about to expire. And that's something that Mets fans got used to watching on TV and SNY was Alvarez, he's got a wry smile looking in the dugout. He would make a beeline from home plate out to the mound when Mets pitchers were stepping off the rubber when the bases are empty because that does not halt the pitch clock. Not with the bases empty. So it's up to your catcher to come out for a mound visit to save it. There's a fastball for strike 3, and Santana is down looking. Assist to Albee on that one. And after the Flying Tigers didn't strike out at all for the first 3 innings, they've now struck out 4 straight times. Making up for lost time up here. Anderson Delgado next, 0-1 at the flyout to right. We're in the bottom of the 5th with one out. The Mets leading 3-1. Anderson Delgado takes a ball. Alvarez and McNeil still out there on rehab. Jared Young as well in left. Drew Gilbert slated to lead off the 6th as the DH. The rehab gang all still playing as a strike is delivered. At the knees, it's 1-1. Swing and a miss on the high fastball at 95 miles per hour, 1-2. Seems like all these pitchers the Mets bring in can really throw hard. For as poorly as Wilson Lopez threw last night, the game-winning home run off his fastball, he still threw it 99 miles per hour. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss on the fastball at 95. Delgado, the latest strikeout victim. Five consecutive strikeouts between Ankeny and Ellis Salt. Back to the top in Fania. The last Flying Tiger to record a hit, an infield single up the first base line. It's three hits for Lakeland tonight. Back-to-back hits with two outs in the first inning to record a run. Just that infield hit by Fania Sense. He takes a slider for a strike, actually called a cutter, 86 miles per hour. Ellis Salt 0-1. There's the fastball at 95, swung on and missed. It's the free swinging attempt by Fania. And Ellis Salt, can he make it back-to-back inning, striking out the side? 0-2, confidence building. The pitch. Struck him out. High fastball. See you later, Nomar Fania. No strikeouts for Mets pitchers through three innings. Nothing but in the two innings since. Five innings complete at Joker March Stadium tonight. Mets lead 3-1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Drew Gilbert, the source of the Mets offense tonight, will lead off the sixth inning against the new pitcher Ronnie Chalice. So one inning and done for Thomas Bruss. Scoreless, hitless, a walk and two strikeouts, 16 pitches, 9 strikes. He's had a really good series. Wait momentarily while the grounds crew finishes their job. Field looks good. Playing surface nice here at Publix Field. Chalice first pitch skips it in for a ball. This is Chalice's second appearance of the week. And he pitched an inning in the third, scoreless, towards the end of regulation on Wednesday. The Mets 13-8 extra inning win. Gilbert takes a strike. So Drew tonight, a wicked lineout. And then the punishing three-run homer into the Mets' bullpen. Must look like a beach ball coming in right now as he takes the ball high. I'm not sure what else he needs to do to get up on out of St. Lucie and back to AAA Syracuse. Fly into left, circling towards it is Fania. Rounding in, makes the catch, and Gilbert is out. The first time tonight he doesn't put a charge into a baseball. Jared Young continues his rehab assignment. A couple of flyouts. One we thought in the second inning might have had a shot at a home run, but he hit to the corner where left field and center field meet. And this time he breaks his bat on a ground ball to first, and it's picked up by Santana for out number two as he takes himself to the first base bag. A couple of quick outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Mets leading 3-1. Lakeland scoring in the first inning on a two-out RBI single by Bryce Rayner. Drew Gilbert a two-out three-run homer in the third inning. Other than those two blips, by the starting pitchers. This has been a lights-out performance by the bullpens. And the starters, while they were in there, too. Pitches, called the ball. But this has been a series so far where it's a little sleepy at times. And then these teams will throw up crooked numbers towards the end. And we have a timeout called. Jacob Ashworth, the umpire, wants to say something to Chalice. No pitch clock violation, but I think he wanted to change baseballs, and that's been done. Last one apparently no good. 2-0 on Baez, and it takes a ball outside. It's 3-0. Baez tonight, a single and a pop-out. Still waiting for that great BP he's been putting on this week to carry over into the game and get one in the air and out of here. And he'll step out and take ball four. He kind of tosses the bat aside. It looked like almost in frustration. He never got anything good to swing at. He'll take his walk. The inning continues for Rodriguez. He's 0 for 2. Baez, another one. This is not a rehab assignment for Baez. He graduated from St. Lucie last year, midway through. Was an all-star. As Rodriguez takes a skipper in the dirt. But then the knee injury, the surgery, as we have a mound visit here as Servin heads out for a visit, the catcher. So that's a, you know, knee surgery on the torn meniscus. He comes to camp, goes through camp, start him in St. Lucie. Figures to be a short stint here before he goes back where he rightfully should be in Brooklyn. Once he, you know, gets loose in the good weather down here. But he is technically not a rehab. He's a regular St. Lucie Met. But it feels like he's in that rehab grouping. Marco Vargas in there, too. There's a pitch inside. It's 2-0. So that's six straight misfires from Ronnie Chalice after a couple of quick outs against Gilbert and Young, the AAA rehabbers. Baez, the lead is growing, not running, and Rodriguez swings at a pitch, puts it into the seats, foul, going to land in the second row. That ends the streak of six consecutive balls. Two and one, still a hitter's count, 3-1 Mets. Two outs, top six. A checkup on Baez, he's safe. Each team has three hits in this game. No errors in the game. The team's both error-free yesterday. It's been a stretch of steady to good defense for both sides. Ball is hammered by Rodriguez to deep right. De La Cruz going back, makes the catch. Hit it right on the nose, but just couldn't get it to carry over the right fielder's head. The Mets are hitless in the sixth. Baez left at first base. Home sixth is next, 3-1 Mets.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We have a defensive change for the Mets. A couple of them. We have a new second baseman in Colin Houck, which means Jeff McNeil is done for the day. And we have a new left fielder in Simone Juan, which means Jared Young's rehab game is in the books as well. Francisco Alvarez remains in the game for the Mets at catcher. And we have a pitch clock violation on Ellisalt before he even gets a pitch off to Akil Baddoo. So it will be a 1-0 count. Maybe that'll help Lakeland because they've struck out six straight times. This ball tips off the glove of Alvarez to the backstop, and it's 2-0. 3-1 Mets in the home sixth inning. Ellisalt struck out the side in the fifth, and he misses here with ball three. Only one walk issue tonight by St. Lucie pitching. 3-0, laid in for a strike. So McNeil ends up going 1-for-2 with a single walk and a run in his three plate appearances. Not involved much in defense. Had to field a couple of throws on stolen base attempts. 3-1 pitch is low for ball four, but wait, Alvarez is challenged. This will be the second challenge by Alvarez today from the catcher spot. Overturned the ball earlier. And he has missed on this one, though. Pitch is low for a ball. How far did it miss by? Not much. Inch point one. So the call is overturned. Mets have one challenge left. They are now 2-for-3. Lakeland has not yet attempted a challenge. This is a far cry from what we experienced in the Jupiter series. At about an average of 8 challenges a game. Ryan Servin is up. He takes a called strike. Servin has not been retired, a double and a walk. That against Lanthier. 0-1 pitch inside for ball one. Young in his rehab caught a couple of balls in left field, went 0-for-3 at the plate. Two flyouts and a ground out. One broken bat. Fastball missed up, two balls and a strike. Ellisalt's 2-1 pitch. A called strike at the knees. Servin looks at the dugout, looks back, and asks for time. Does not ask for a challenge. He would have won. Pitch was pretty clearly below the zone. Just to let you know, I'm looking at a live feed that comes in instantly after each pitch, so I see it before anybody else does. Swing and a miss, serving down on strikes. No doubt about that one. Fastball just pumped it by at 95. Ellisalt picks up his fourth K. Challenge fastball. When I said the first three innings for Lakeland, everybody put it in play except for one batter, Servin drew a walk. Well, since Servin's last time up, there's only been one ball put in play by Lakeland, and it's by this guy, Bryce Rayner. He takes a strike, who hit a hot shot grounder that Jeremy Rodriguez handled for out number three in the third, which appears to be an important play at the moment. Could have loaded the bases. 0-1 on Rayner. Swing and a miss. Huge uppercut swing. Strike two. Throw down to first by Alvarez. Not in time to get Baddoo. Some big cuts and some wild cuts by the Flying Tigers since Ellisalt has entered this game. 0-2. Check swing. Oh, it looks like he might have gone. Alvarez pointing down the third base line. which there's no umpire there for the check swing. You kind of get used to that when you're in the majors, right? You got all these umpires out there. The umpire is actually between the mound and second. He knows this. He's just practicing when he gets back. That'd be where to point. 1-2 pitch, up and in. Alvarez wasn't in the Florida State League very long, so. Been a while since he's had to deal with the two-man umpire crew. 2-2 on Rayner. It was an RBI single as well back in the first inning along with the ground out. Ellisalt's 2-2 breaking ball misses. And it's a full count. And perhaps Badu in motion from first base on this next pitch. Ellisalt had him 0-2. Now it's 3-2. Badu is running. The pitch is a ball. The throw by Alvarez doesn't matter. It skips into center field. And we have a challenge. Alvarez has challenged the pitch. Now he threw down to first and then challenged. Perhaps he was surprised it wasn't a called strike. We await the result. It's going to be a strike. The pitch was in the zone. So Rayner's going to be out looking. Fans just now seeing it. And Alvarez is saying for the base runner to go back to first. And yet, that's what's going to happen. And Rene Rivera, the manager for Lakeland, wants an explanation. Alvarez was all over it. So it was a strike three, called the ball. Alvarez throws down to second, runner safe. Alvarez is then challenges it's overturned to a strike three. And they signaled for the runner to go back. I have to get some clarification on this after the game. And Rene Rivera, former Mets catcher managing Lakeland after serving as the team's bench coach last year, wants to know why Badu has to go back. Well, Alvarez did not throw him out. And Frank Ellisalt's just pointing. He pointed to his head and then gave Alvarez the point, saying thanks for the challenge there. That's a tricky thing for a catcher, right? Because you're trying to frame the out, and you have to try to catch the runner. So Alvarez, you know, makes the catch, pops up, throws to second, and as soon as the ball basically left the hand and he saw what happened, he challenged. But it's on the call of a ball, it's a dead ball, right? But then you overturn it, and you can't make it like a live ball. So Badu back to first, and the argument is over. And I have these rules somewhere. It's hard to keep track of all these things. A little effort. But it's another strikeout for Ellisalt. One of the quirks of the challenge system. And a swing and a miss by Carson Rucker as we return to the game. The last eight outs recorded by the Mets have all been strikeouts after none through the first three innings. 3-1 St. Lucie, two outs in the sixth, Badu on first. He might try to steal. There he goes again. He'll have to go back again, but this time on a foul ball. A roof ball here at Joker Marchant Stadium. Ellisalt trying to strike out the side for the second time in a row and the third overall for the Mets. 0-2. And it's a fly ball on the infield. Perozzo backpedaling underneath, and the lights makes the catch, inning over. Finally, a ball in play. Off the bat of Rucker, a harmless third out. And Ellisalt works around that leadoff free pass. A little help from his catcher Alvarez with the successful challenge of strike three. Seventh inning coming up next. 3-1 Mets leading the Flying Tigers on a Friday night.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
A.J. Ewing will start things off for the Mets in the seventh. 3-1 Mets. Drew Gilbert, three-run home in the third inning. The difference right now, after Lakeland scored in the first, has not scored since. A strike thrown by Ronnie Chalice. Pitched a scoreless, hitless sixth inning. He misses low to A.J. 0-2. So another close game between these two teams late, as we expected. 1-1 pitch, and it's shot up the middle by Ewing for a base hit. 0-2, so he was slumping. Had to have a hit, right? Started 0-2 yesterday and got a hit as well. He continues his fine series. That's his eighth hit this week. 8-17 now. Jonathan Henriquez next, 0-2. I wonder if he wouldn't think about a bunt. As he takes a pitch for a ball. Probably not, but the way the game's heading, not much offense. Third baseman Rucker standing flat-footed way back there. Grass wide open on the left side if he wanted it. 0-1-0 pitch. Ball two. Close one, but inside. Chalice from the chest delivers. Ball three. Well, he's not going to be bunting now. 3-0, and Mets might be in for a good opportunity here. We've seen guys swing 3-0. Would Henriquez roll the dice with that? Ewing looks like he might run. He's not. And Henriquez does swing away. Flies in left field. Got to hope this one gets out of play. And it's going to be missed in foul ground by Fania. And Henriquez gets a break. By Fania, he took a roundabout curvy path to a ball earlier in this game. And he did the same again here in this inning. Right there. And he's been charged with an error. For a missed catch and foul ground. He had a long run, but it was a clear overrun. And he's fortunate that ball didn't blow back fair. The wind's blowing that direction. Ewing is running. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to second base. Is going to kick off Ewing. And it scampers out towards shortstop. It'll be picked up by Heel. A stolen base for Ewing. It was a swing and a miss by Henriquez. And the count's full. A lot going on here. Between this pop-up and now a swinging strike two and stolen base. That pitch was in the strike zone. I don't think that was a hit and run. That's ball Henriquez, 89 miles an hour, a lot in the strike zone. He wants to drive that pitch. The payoff pitch is swung on and missed. Strikes out on the high fastball. Disappointing result. After a 3-0 count, that pitch was nowhere close to the zone. So Enrique is 0-3, and Perozzo at the plate 0-2, couple of strikeouts. Big strikeout by Chalice right there to keep Ewing from stealing. He's trying to steal third. Perozzo's going to take it. Throw down to third base. Got him. Servin throws out Ewing, who does not agree with the call. Neither does Luis Rivera's got his hands on his hip. Well, just like that, a promising thing for the Mets going by the wayside. Well, Ewing got a great jump. A running start before the delivery, and Servin still threw him out. And now Perozzo flies it to deep left field and caught by Fania, middle of the warning track. Oh, the Mets close to runs that inning. Ewing trying to steal third with one out. Perozzo flies out to the track. In the end, three batters come to the plate. Three outs are recorded, and the inning is over. It's stretch time at Joker Marchant Stadium. Mets lead 3-1.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom seven, Jose De La Cruz to lead it off for the Flying Tigers, who have had trouble hitting the ball the last three innings. A lot of strikeouts, only one ball in play. De La Cruz tardy in a fastball from Frank Ellisalt. Ellisalt, two innings and five strikeouts. Hitless baseball. 0-1 pitch. Fastball outside. Cutter, one and one. 3-1 Mets. It's been a clean game between these two teams. Very rhythmic as this ball is hit hard. Stabbed by Baez. The spin. The sidearm throw. A perfect strike. And De La Cruz is out. Second time tonight that Baez from third base has made a similar play. Reaching to his left, and then the momentum pirouetting him to 180 degrees. 360. See, 180, that'd be a problem. He threw from that angle. 360, and both times, perfect. Perfect throws to Perozzo. First pitch ball to Samuel Heal. And you give credit to Baez for staying on his toes. I mean, we've gone a long time defensively for the Mets without anything happening for those fellas. All the strikeouts, one measly pop out to Perozzo. Everybody's staying ready. Fast strike on the corner to Heal. It's one and one. Well, it's 3-1 Mets here. What about elsewhere around the Florida State League tonight? It's the entire league. All 10 teams enjoying good weather. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Daytona is beating up on Clearwater 10-1. A couple of tough losses for Daytona in the first two games. Comebacks by Clearwater, but Daytona looks like going to even the series 2-2. 1-2 pitch, and Ellisalt throws a slider that's fouled away. Jupiter up 5-0 at home against Dunedin, pitching better than the 22-pitch walk performance on Tuesday. Anything would be better than 22 walks. 1-2 coming to Heal. And it's inside, nearly hit him. Palm Beach up 5-4 at Bradenton. That's been a wacky series. Some big numbers posted in that series. Palm Beach currently the solo leader in the FSL East with the 4-2 record. The 2-2 is hit high and deep to left by Heel, and this one is going to go. A home run into the grass berm picked up by a kid. And Lakeland is within one as Samuel Heel homers to make it a 3-2 game. The Flying Tigers have homered in every game this series. Now he touches the plate. On his first home run of the season. And Luis Rivera is heading out of the dugout to make the pitching change. So a momentum swing here as the Mets had A.J. Ewing at second base. No outs last inning, couldn't get him home. Perozzo's fly ball dies on the warning track dirt. And next half inning, a home run for Heel. That's a tough way to finish for Ellisalt, who pitched really well. The only pitch they really squared up in his two-plus innings of work. So pitching change here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll have that when we come back.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Christian Rodriguez, who pitched in game one of this series, is on the mound for St. Lucie. Gets a swing and a miss from Christian Santana. Tight ball game here in the 7th, 3-2. As Rodriguez delivers a pitch low. Rodriguez pitched really well for St. Lucie last season. Did not break camp with St. Lucie this season, but was really the first guy called over. Misses here. It's 2-1. And they face three batters, got two outs. Finish off the fifth inning for Will Watson on Tuesday. Pop-up foul out of play. That'll reach the seats, and it's a 2-2 count. Now, the story of the Mets pitching in this series has been one pitcher each night has been off his game. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball too high. And tonight, the first three, four really, you want to count Hunter Hodges, who faced one batter, got one out. Everybody's been on top of things. So you hope that more pitchers the Mets use, they continue to do well. But here Rodriguez will walk Santana. Not what he wanted to do, but the tying run on base, the free pass. Top of the lineup starting to loom. Here we have nine-hitter Delgado. It's the third walk of the night, and that's pitching staff. First pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball at 93. Ellisalt's final line, 2 1/3 innings, one hit, one run, one walk, five strikeouts, 38 pitches, 25 strikes, hitting the run all on the same pitch, the home run by Heel. Line drive, diving try, but out of the range of Houck. Into second goes Santana. Here comes the throw to get him. He's safe. And Anderson Delgado with the hit, and it's first and second. One out for the Flying Tigers, down a run. Well, Houck with the full extension dive, missed it by about a foot, maybe two. That had Santana going back to first. And then Henriquez in right field, he's got a great arm, nearly forced him out at second. Rodriguez had to come off the base to catch it. And we'll have a mound visit. Luis Alvarado heading out. Well, Lakeland in the first inning with two outs, a double and a single to score their only run, and they did absolutely nothing beyond that until Heel hit a homer. And now Santana has walked and Delgado has singled. So the bottom three in the order all getting on, already producing a run. Now the lineup goes back to the top and Fania. Lakeland trying to tie this game or take the lead in the seventh, trailing 3-2. Fania 1-for-3 with an infield hit. And Rodriguez get it together here. First pitch. Missed with the slider inside, ball one. Rodriguez the 1-0. Further inside, ball two. Trying to bust Fania inside. It's a good thought, but have to throw a strike. And he does on this pitch. Went with the changeup. It's two balls and a strike. Rodriguez dangling that right arm. Pitch clock winding down to 4 seconds. He gets it off. A ground ball, and it's through the hole at first. A base hit for Fania. Santana's coming to the plate. He will score the tying run. And Delgado, the go-ahead run, goes to third. RBI single on the ground for Fania to make it a 3-3 game. And that's four consecutive batters to reach base, starting with the Heel home run, which seems to have sparked this Flying Tigers team. They are once again erasing a late game deficit against the Mets. They're at the corners. That was not a hard hit ball. A little further left or right, maybe it's a chance for a double play. But it squeaked its way through. Alkiel Badu the batter now. The Mets have nobody warming in the bullpen. Runner trying to steal second, then goes back as a ball is inside. Out of nowhere, the Flying Tigers come to life. They went that stretch in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. They put the ball in play one time. All of a sudden, four straight reaching in the seventh. 1-0 pitch inside for ball two. Three ball game, 2-1 out, bottom seven. Go ahead and run 90 feet away for the Flying Tigers. 2-0 pitch, and it's a flare into shallow right. Henriquez running on, and he makes a falling catch. Here comes Houck's throw to the plate, and it's going to be a catch and a tag by Alvarez, and they get him out, and the inning's over. Henriquez makes a leaning catch. And then at third base, Delgado, what was he doing? Breaks late. Henriquez throws to the cutoff man. Houck. Colin has the wherewithal to throw home. Caught by Alvi, who reached across the plate and tagged out Delgado, who never made it home. So a double play, 9-4-2. And that is how the Mets keep this game tied.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive, one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, kudos to the Mets for finishing off the inning the way they did with the double play, but that is a lesson in bad base running by Anderson Delgado at third base. As soon as that ball was hit off the end of the bat, he should have been scoring, whether it dropped in the grass or was caught by Henriquez. But he was down the line, had to go back when it was caught, and then couldn't make it despite Henriquez having to hit a cutoff man, as the strike is delivered to Colin Houck from Moises Rodriguez, the new pitcher. And Houck is now leading off in the leadoff spot for Jeff McNeil. Been in the game since the bottom of the sixth. And takes a ball. So Henriquez makes this great running catch into right center. And great agility and flexibility to bend at the waist and pluck that ball and keep his feet. His balance kept him from tumbling over and falling on the ground. And when he caught it, he just kind of side-wound it to Houck over by second base. And Houck, Colin, give him credit, had the wherewithal to spin and throw home. He was alert that Delgado was tagging up, and he still had a chance. 1-2 on Colin, and he swings and misses at the slider. So we stay tied at 3. Lakeland should certainly be leading this game. I mean, if you're the runner at third and that ball's hit in the outfield like that, you stand at third base. And if it's caught, then you can immediately go home. And there's no way that Henriquez is in a position where he could throw you out. And if it lands on the grass, well, yeah, you can just jog home on a hit. But he did the one thing you couldn't do, which was be off the bag and unsure. Well, Francisco Alvarez playing deep into this game takes a ball, or a fastball for a strike. I wonder if when he gets back to New York, he'll relay that story. Yeah, we threw a guy out tagging up 9-4-2. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Alvarez soars the ball into center field. Easy play for Badu. Maybe had some trouble in the lights. One knee makes the catch. Two up, two down for Moises Rodriguez. And Drew Gilbert, does he have another one in him? A big homer yesterday. He's responsible for all the Mets' runs tonight on the three-run homer. Mets' offense has been good this week, but today's their quietest day. Just 4 hits. Gilbert flies one into left. Another roundabout run for Fania, and he's not going to get there, and it drops in. What is with the routes by Nomar Fania in left field? He does not run in a straight line, and it cost him here as it falls in, and Gilbert is going to be on first base with the hit. These big, wide, sweeping turns he makes. He just makes a beeline to a spot. He gets there no problem. Well, that cost him overrunning one in foul ground last inning, but his team was able to work through it. Now Simone Juan takes a fastball for a strike. Juan is in the cleanup spot. after Jared Young went 0-for-3. And he's tardy on a fastball at 97 from Rodriguez. It's nothing and two. It's been a tough start for Juan. He's only got one hit this year, but thought he had some better at-bats in his last game. 0-2 pitch, and he hits a high bouncer right side. Running over his heel, he throws to first, and Juan is out. And the inning is over. No runs for the Mets. Another Drew Gilbert hit. No errors. Drew stranded on first base. It's a tie game, 3-3, going to the home eighth.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yeah, some defensive changes for the Mets in the bottom of the eighth. Francisco Alvarez is out of the game. He caught seven innings, had four at-bats. Vincent Perrozzo moves from first to catcher. Trace Wilhoit comes off the bench to play first. He's batting in Alvarez's spot. Christian Rodriguez remains in the game. On the mound, he just throws strike one to Brian Servin. 3-3 ball game in the eighth. Servin fouls one away, and we have something I've never seen before. We have an airplane circling around the ballpark, and it's got a digital LED scrolling sign under the wings that's displaying a message, and I can't make out what it says. Something about Fort Meade. I don't know. It's a ball, and it keeps circling. You can probably hear it on the crowd mic. A 1-2 count. I can't make out what it says. It's scrolling too fast. And Servin flies one into deep left. Simone Juan on the run, makes the catch. Made a tougher play the other day. One gone in the home eighth, and we are once again getting down to the wire, and really what's in a competitive, close, and toss-up game, just like the first three of the series. The first three games, at least the last tonight's, featured major comebacks by each side in the eighth inning. This one 3-3 in the eighth. Lakeland a couple runs in the seventh to tie it up. Fly ball off the end of the bat by Rayner, and Juan rounding towards it, nearly overruns it, but makes the catch. He extended his glove arm, the left arm, as far as he could out to his side, and the ball falls right into it. And, maybe something, I don't know if the wind's affecting these left fielders, but between that catch and the miss by Fania two innings ago, some near calamities. But Juan's caught them both this inning, two outs and Rucker up. There's a breaking ball low. Well, I'm sure that this plane, the sign it's displaying, is some kind of advertisement. Maybe for some event or some restaurant. I don't know. But I guess it figures that in Lakeland tonight, this is where people are huddled. It's a light crowd. But, I mean, I guess if you're flying around in the airplane, you're attracted to the bright lights in the stadium. That makes sense. Outdoor venue. As this pitch is a ball outside, it's 3-1 Rucker. Rucker will take ball four. A four-pitch walk with two outs in the eighth of a tie game. We'll see what becomes of that.
Now batting right fielder, Jose De La Cruz.
Jose De La Cruz coming up next. First pitch from Rodriguez is in for a strike. Well, I get it, definitely make out the words Fort Meade, and then the plane by a truck. Okay, there we go. There, it's a car dealership. Fort Meade by a truck. I don't know what kind of truck. 0-1 pitch, line foul. I will not be going to Fort Meade and buying a truck. I wonder if this is against any rules. I know this is a no drone facility. They all are. I believe there was an actual drone delay in Jupiter in that godforsaken 22 walk game on Tuesday night. 0-2 on De La Cruz. Rodriguez trying to put him away and send this game to the ninth all tied up. The pitch, it's a tapper out to second. Hauk is going to throw it on to Rodriguez covering the base for the force. That retires Rucker. It'll be a fielder's choice for De La Cruz, and no problem in the eighth for Rodriguez. Ninth inning coming right up. Mets 3, Flying Tigers 3 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
This game just over 2 hours old. It's already in the ninth inning, and time is called. And what are we looking for? We have a trainer being summoned by the players on the infield out to the shortstop, Rainer, who's going to put his glove over his mouth and have a discussion with Justin Wagler, the athletic trainer for the Flying Tigers. Rainer Rivera, the manager, will join as well. Now, Rainer, again, from what we know, he was hit in the head on opening night with an at-bat against Tampa and has not appeared in the game until tonight, and that's it. He's walking off. Jersey's dirty. He's played hard tonight, and that was brought to their attention by, I think, the third baseman, Rucker. They were about to start the inning, and then the players on the infield started summoning towards the dugout, and Rainer's walking off kind of slowly with his head down, maybe just not feeling well. First game back, trying to go all nine innings, and now we're going to have some movement on the defense as Rene Rivera starts to point around the diamond. We got to find out who's going to come in and replace Rainer and who's going where. So tough break for Rainer. He's the first round draft pick by Detroit last year, number 11 overall, and he's their number four prospect. So Christian Santana, the first baseman, going to swap gloves and play a different position. Or is he? Yes. Yeah, I think it's Garrett Pennington has come off the bench to play first. Santana will go to second. Heel will go to third. And Rucker will go to short. So we've got basically a wholesale change on defense. Before this first pitch of the ninth is thrown to Jesus Baez by Moises Rodriguez. And a strike is delivered. I hope everything's all right with that young man who slowly walked off. He's still in the dugout. Oh, one pitch to Baez, and he takes a ball. The dugouts do not connect to the clubhouses here in Lakeland like they do in Port St. Lucie. So you'll know when a player leaves the field and how to walk all the way down the right field line. Baez hits a ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. Jesus Baez starting to come around with the bat. Two hits tonight plus a walk. And he represents the go-ahead run on base in the top of the ninth of this 3-3 game. Jeremy Rodriguez is next. That's up to six hits now. One in each of the last three innings. There goes Southpaw, the mascot, with his drum. A thumbs up to the crowd this time. He's not been pleased with the crowd. Their response to his drum all week. Pitches low for a ball to Rodriguez. We know he can hit in the clutch. He had the go-ahead hit in the 11th inning on Wednesday, sparked the six-run rally that inning. One out, a tap or foul. Ball and a strike. 3-3 game. Nobody out. Runner on first. In the top of the ninth. Rodriguez shoots one foul. And it's one and two. Baez takes his lead, good size lead, one and two on Rodriguez. The pitch, and Jeremy fouls it up the third base side. So we have a bunch of Rodriguez's in the game now. We have Jeremy at the plate, Moises pitching for Lakeland, and we have Christian pitching for St. Lucie. Should we go with first names? I think so. We'll do it for this at-bat. Moises ahead, one and two on Jeremy. The pitch. Jeremy lays off. Two balls, two strikes. Clapping coming from the Mets dugout. Moises with the look over to Baez. The 2-2. Jeremy chops one to third. It'll be played by Heel. He goes to first. Close play. Baez going to third. No one's there covering. Jesus Baez, great base running. Saw the vacant position at third base as Moises Rodriguez failed to cover. Heel charges the ground ball from his third base spot, throws on the run, gets Rodriguez out, but nobody covered third. Pitcher's got to go over there and back it up. Somebody's got to cover, and nobody did. So Baez goes first to third on the ground out, to third. Heads up baseball by Jesus Baez, and now the Mets have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. The infield is going to come in at the last second as Ewing is the batter. And Ewing's going to fly a ball to left field. This one's going to be caught on the run, and Baez is going to score to give the Mets the lead in the ninth. Great base running by Jesus Baez. And that's the difference right now between the teams. Baez did a great job base running. Delgado for Lakeland did a poor job a couple innings ago. And it's 4-3 Mets. And, of course, it's A.J. Ewing with his sixth RBI of the game. First pitch swinging, line drive, left field. Baez started to run home, realized it might have been caught, ran back to third, was on the base when the ball was caught. Two down, and Yonatan Enriquez is at the plate, takes a strike. Well, you know, I have thoughts on this with Rodriguez pitching. And then this pitch comes inside. Why did that pitch find so much of the plate to A.J. Ewing? They not realize what he's done this week? And credit to A.J., you don't know if you're going to get, and we have a challenge call on this pitch to Enriquez. I don't like this. It's a 1-1 count. It's now 1-2. Mets leading by a run, could really maybe use that in the bottom of the ninth. And we'll see if Enriquez won it and the Mets keep it. Oh, it's almost a full ball in the strike zone. That is a bad challenge. So the Mets are out of challenges. Look, when you're down to one challenge in a one-run game in the ninth inning, you can't use it. You can't use it in a 1-0 count. Or a 1-1 count. Just can't. You have to be wholly sure. A 1-2 pitch. And Enriquez hits the next ball out to the second baseman. Santana whips to first before the out in the inning is over. But the single by Baez to lead off the inning, and his great base running. First to third with third base vacated, and then the sac fly tag up. Mets have a chance to close this out when we come back. It will be Christian Rodriguez pitching.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, here we go. In the bottom of the ninth, the Mets on the road leading by a run. They couldn't close out a two-run lead in the 10th inning on Wednesday. It stretched to the 11th where they did win. On Thursday, Mets led by three in the 8th, couldn't hold that one. They did hold on to a 6-5 lead in the 9th inning at home on Saturday. They once again find themselves in a very familiar spot. A tight game down to the wire. Trying to even this series up at two games apiece. They were down 1-0 early. Took a 3-1 lead in the third inning on the Gilbert home run. A couple of runs in the seventh for Lakeland tied the game. That's just broke the tie in the top of the ninth. And Samuel Heal, who homered in the seventh to make it 3-2, takes a strike. So it's the bottom of the order, but that's the part of the order that did the damage in the seventh. Christian Rodriguez, the pitch is outside. It's 1-1, so Rivera going with Christian Rodriguez trying to finish this thing out. Or basically three innings as this ball, oh, it hits off of him, out to second, picked up by Hauk. He throws to first and gets the out, and Hauk's going to run right to Rodriguez, who pushes himself up. Here comes Michael Albuni, the assistant trainer, and oh my goodness, this was a shot, it looked like, right off the front of Rodriguez, and he's in some pain, and if there's any consolation prize, it's that he got the out. 1-4-3. The ricochet went out to Colin in the dirt by second. Heel a comeback shot. And Rodriguez just now went down to a knee. Where did it hit him? He was forward facing. I don't know if it hit him in the arm, the shoulder, the chest. But, that struck him clean. You know, sometimes those pitchers can turn away, but no. And he's shaking his head, Albuni. What are they looking at? His hand, his arm? Hard to see. There's a lot of bodies around, but he's standing now on the rubber. It's just the trainer, Albuni, and Rivera, and they're going to do the portion of the check where he throws a warm-up pitch or two to see if he can stay in. The Mets bullpen, all of them standing out there in right center field looking in. Oh, first pitch sails to the backstop. And was that a slip of the finger? Or was that a result of the comebacker? He's going to get another ball. And it's to the backstop, and that's going to do it. Yep, Rivera saw that one and said, no, you're done. So two fastballs that ballooned to the backstop. Rodriguez points skyward as he exits the game. Did a pretty good job after coming in. And yeah, he's checking that right wrist, right hand, as he walks back into the dugout with the associate trainer Michael Albuni. And the Mets will have to bring in a new pitcher who's going to do all the warm-up on the mound. We'll have that when we come back. Mets leading by a run, two outs away from a win.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Scary moment as Christian Rodriguez takes a line drive comebacker off what appeared to be his pitching hand wrist. Threw a couple of pitches to the backstop, and that was the end of that. So Haas Brewer is going to come in. Haas closed out the game on Saturday night against Jupiter, pitching two scoreless perfect innings, close out a one-run win, and then he closed out the extra inning win on Wednesday, allowing just the free runner to score in the bottom of the 11th. So three innings, two hits, one unearned run this season for Brewer. And perhaps a good sign for the Mets is that he's been on the mound to close out both of their wins this season, and he can be on the mound to close out their third win this season if he can get two outs before surrendering one run. And you always wonder about pitchers like this. They're in the bullpen. They might know they might be called upon, but then to be rushed in like this after your teammate was hit by a comebacker and taken out, and he's being given all the time he needs, turn the pitch clock off. It'll be Christian Santana next, Anderson Delgado on deck, and then if necessary in the hole, Nomar Fania, the one-hitter. And that's trying to make the great base running by Jesus Baez stand up. This run in the top of the ninth on the A.J. Ewing sack fly. Here is Santana, according to the PA announcer. 0-for-2 with the walk and a run. Now Brewer set to go. Comes set. And the first pitch is fastball wrapped in for strike one at 91 miles per hour. Brewer trying for his second save. 0-1. Santana grounds one to third. Baez does not have to spin around this time. Fires a dart to first for the out. And his other two ground balls today, he's had to reach and then do the spinorama this time right to him, and he didn't have to. Had plenty of time to set and fire. So, Brewer trying to make this an uneventful, unexpected relief appearance and make it a 1-2-3 inning. Anderson Delgado, the last chance for the Flying Tigers, with the Mets leading 4-3, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And we're going to have a mound visit. Pitch clock was set to expire, and Prozo is going to save it with a mound visit. I believe he learned that from Francisco Alvarez, who did the same earlier today. Fellow countrymen, the Venezuelans. That'd be pretty neat for Prozo to see one of his Major League idols up close, work with them on a daily basis here in this rehab assignment. Now the first pitch swung on and missed. Wow, what a pitch. Pulled the string on a cutter. Nasty. Nothing in one. Delgado today 1-for-3 with the single last time up. 0-1 pitch, and he crushed it a mile foul. And if he straightened that out, this game would be carrying onward. Instead, it's a foul strike, and the Mets are a strike away from winning this game and tying this series. Brewer peers in, coming set with the 0-2. The pitch. It's a fly ball into center. A.J. Ewing is there. A.J. makes the catch. Ball game over. Mets win. 4-3 the final tonight in Lakeland. Drew Gilbert hits a three-run homer in the third inning. Lakeland ties the game in the seventh, but Jesus Baez, a clutch single to lead off the ninth, and great base running, going first to third on the ground out to third, and then scoring on the Ewing sack fly, does the trick. Mets pitch it extremely well tonight between Lanthier, Hodges, Ankeny, Ellisalt, Rodriguez, and Brewer. They combine to get the job done. The Mets forming the happy high-five line between second, the mound, and the dugout as they even this series at two games apiece. Boy, the boys are playing well these last three games. Tough one on the chin yesterday, but they rebound, play another good game today, another error-free game, pitch it well, some clutch hitting, and they are victorious. Mets will improve to 3-4 on the season. Lakeland will drop to 3-4. Winning pitcher is Christian Rodriguez. The losing pitcher, Moises Rodriguez. Hoss Brewer picks up his second save in as many chances. He's been the man on the mound for the Mets at the end of all three wins this season. Good stuff tonight for the St. Lucie Mets. Take a break, come back, and wrap it all up with the postgame show. The Mets 4-3 win on this Friday over the Flying Tigers.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at gotoworkhappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus, $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, third floor broadcasting booth. Both teams trickling out of their dugouts. Mets from the third base side, Lakeland from the first base side, exiting in the same area, deep down the right field line. The Mets will take a right turn, Lakeland a left turn to go to their respective clubhouses in what's been a very fun, entertaining, and close series. Both teams have won two games. Both games have come down to the last inning. The Mets own a +3 run differential now in the series. He should be in for a very fun weekend as the Mets tomorrow can get back to .500. They were so close last night. They shake off that brutal eighth inning, and they win tonight. 4-3 the final. Let's get into it. It was Ethan Lanthier on the mound for the Mets. He got the first two batters out in the bottom of the first, but Brian Servin hit a double. Bryce Rayner, the first-round draft pick by Detroit last year, launched a single, hard hit at 108 miles an hour. That brought in Servin for a 1-0 Lakeland lead. In the third inning, the top three hitters in the Mets order, Jeff McNeil, Francisco Alvarez, Drew Gilbert, all on rehab assignment. Jeff and Francisco on Major League, Drew on Minor League. Well, they went 1-2-3 in the first. They didn't do that in the third. With two outs, McNeil keeps the inning alive with the hit off Zach Lee. Alvarez works a tough walk, and then Drew Gilbert punishes a three-run homer, a monster shot deep into right field, into the Mets' bullpen. That's second day in a row with the home run for Drew Gilbert. He looks about ready to go back up to Triple-A Syracuse. That gave the Mets a 3-1 lead. It stayed that way until the seventh inning, after Lakeland failed to put a ball in play in the fourth and fifth and only hit a pop-up in the sixth. All of a sudden, with one out in the seventh, Samuel Heal sparks the offense for Lakeland with the home run off Frank Ellisalt, the only hit and run Ellisalt allowed. Then the next batter, Christian Santana, draws a walk from the new pitcher, Christian Rodriguez. Then Anderson Delgado hits a single. Nomar Fania follows with the RBI single. It's now a 3-3 game, and Delgado's on third base with one out, and that's where the game turned, because Akil Baddoo hit a fly ball into right center field. Great running catch by Henriquez, leaning for it, and he kept his feet. Delgado was kind of caught no man's land, thought it might land, so he wasn't on third base when it was caught, had to run back to third, and when he tried to tag up, great awareness by Henriquez just to get rid of the ball to Colin Houck at second base. Colin, great awareness to turn and throw home. Alvarez makes the catch in the left-handed batter's box, has enough time to run to the right-handed batter's box and tag out Delgado at the plate. Just horrible base running from Delgado. Heads-up defense by the Mets. And instead of Lakeland taking a 4-3 lead, it was a double play to end the inning. Then in the ninth, Jesus Baez off to the slow start with the bat this season, hits a single in the center field. Then Jeremy Rodriguez hits a ground ball, chopped to third. Heel, the third baseman, runs in, fields it, throws to first, but nobody went to cover third base. Baez saw this, and he was able to go from second to third, and that set up A.J. Ewing to hit a sac fly on the very next pitch. Baez races home, gives the Mets the lead, 4-3 in the top of the ninth, and then Rodriguez and Brewer combined to close it out with a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth. Unfortunate that Rodriguez didn't get a chance to finish it off himself as he was hit by that comebacker. Hopefully he's okay, but Brewer, after being given plenty of time to warm up, gets an easy ground out and a fly out to finish things off. So that's the scoring summary and the game summary. Now to the box score. The Mets, 4 runs on 6 hits. No errors. Offense kind of quiet tonight compared to the previous 3 games, but it made the plays when it counted. Lakeland, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. For the Mets, McNeil in the rehab assignment led off, went 1-for-2 with a run and a walk. He played 5 innings at second base. Alvarez went 0-for-3 with a walk and a run. He caught 7 innings. Drew Gilbert on the minor league rehab side went 2-for-4 with the 3-run homer. He's now batting .350 with St. Lucie. He did the whole game at the DH. And Jared Young in his first rehab game with a calf, AAA rehab assignment, went 0-for-3. He played 5 innings in left field. And Eli Ankeny, in a rehab assignment pitching-wise, struck out the side in the 3rd inning on 12 pitches. Other players in the game, Jesus Baez went 2-for-3. And the only other hit came from A.J. Ewing, now hitting .417 on the season. Of course, he picked up another RBI. He's up to 6 now on the week, 8 on the year. It was the game-winning sac fly. For Lakeland, Fania from the top spot had 2 hits. No other Flying Tiger had a multi-hit game. Pitchers in the game, it was a 6-pitcher effort for the Mets. Lanthier, 2 2/3, 3 hits, a run, a walk, no strikeouts. Hodges cleaned up the 3rd inning, got the only batter he faced out. Ankeny, again, struck out the side in the 4th. Ellisalt, 2 1/3 innings, 1 hit on the home run, 1 run, 1 walk, 5 punch-outs. Christian Rodriguez, the win, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run earned, 2 walks, no strikeouts. And Brewer, the 2-out save, retired both batters he faced. He's now 2-for-2 in save chances. For Lakeland, Lee, the starter, got through those first 3 hitters to start the game. McNeil, Alvarez, Gilbert, 4 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Couldn't get through him the 2nd time, though. Bruss, another scoreless inning with the walk and 2 strikeouts. Chalice, 2 scoreless. And Rodriguez, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, no walks, and a strikeout. Kind of his fault that he didn't cover third base. The run charged to him earned there. Ball game played in 2 hours and 28 minutes. We'll sign up for that every single day. Shortest game yet this year. And it was played in front of 418 baseball-loving souls at Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. Now we turn our attention to tomorrow. It will be Game 5 of the series. Somebody's going to have a chance to go up in the series with the chance to win the series on Sunday. Please alert yourself to the fact that it's a 6 p.m. start time tomorrow. Expect good weather, so an on-time start. We'll see if the Mets can win and start their first winning streak of the season. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network with the pregame show will come your way at 5:50 sharp. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Lakeland, Mets 4, Flying Tigers 3. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. We hope all of you out there listening in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.